Blog Talk Radio.
Sacred Heart Old Time Gospel Hour. This is your host, Dr. Butch Melton, and we're bringing you this special show here tonight. One that I regret that I have to bring, but I will have to do this because of my dear friend Rex. And Rex passed away a week ago with pancreatic cancer. I got the information. I've been really detained, and I haven't been able to be getting on SingSnap and answering any PMs. Like, if you PM me in SingSnap and I haven't answered you for a long time, I'm not dissing you or trying to avoid anybody or anything like that. But I've been, if you noticed, I haven't been singing all that much lately because I've been trying to take care of my daughter, and because she's with her last child, she will not be able to have any more after this one. Because she lost her last two, and then every one of them was boys. She's always had boys. She always wanted a girl. And this time they told her it was a girl. And, Lord, she said, oh, and started breaking out in tears. Said, I can't get my hopes up. And she was so fearful. For all these months, she's been going through living hell. Because fear. And I told her, and I've been I've been by her side trying to say that fear not, this child will make it. Because she went for 8 years, and she thought that she wasn't going to have one. But I told her, just like Abraham and Sarah, I said, no, the Lord has brought it, revealed it to me in my spirit, in my heart, that you will have your daughter. He will grant you your prayer, your request, if you will, in turn, believe in him and give him your love and total devotion. And so she, I guess she did that, and she became pregnant. And like I said, so we were hit with grief, with and sadness, with our hearing about our wrecks. That's the reason we didn't respond. We was going to apologize to Miss, his wife Betty, and all his family that I didn't get to be involved, you know, to comfort them in their great time of need, because they surely, I know they surely needed it, and but I'm responding now, you know, and I know it may be too late, you know, many will say, but it's never too late when you can console and bring the word of God and Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit to people and give them comfort in their days. And I know how it is to lose a father, lost both my parents, and it's one of the hardest things besides losing a child that you can ever go through. And ladies and gentlemen, like I said, that one passed away and one was delivered new into the world. And Friday night, my daughter gave birth to her daughter, and that we thought was going to lose Michelle, my daughter. But her bladder ruptured and also her womb, and there was a lot of bleeding, and they didn't know if they could stop it or not, but they did. God worked through the doctor, the hands of the doctors, and both are okay. Both okay. The little daughter was almost 6 pounds and doing fine, and wasn't less than an hour that opened up the eyes and ready to go. And we're going to have, there was pictures on my Facebook from my son-in-law, took pictures and put it on there. So if anybody on Facebook, go to my website, Facebook, and you can see the pictures. But this show, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's kind of weird, strange. You know, the Bible always said, when one passes away, there'll be another soul to replace it. You know, one dies, one is born. You know, and that's the way it is. It's the way things are. but this is going to be a hard show for me to do, because, you know, I had a really great relationship. I mean, although we never have met, we never saw eye to eye or anything. But I took upon, you know, some people on the internet and Saint Snap and all, I've looked at them as brothers, because I'm the only child. I've never had a brother. I never had a sister. I've been by myself, you know. When I lost my mother and father, that's why it hurt me so bad, because, you know, I knew then when I lost my father first, and then I lost my mother many, many years after that. But I knew then when I lost my last parent that I was alone. That was it, you know. And then that's when Jesus grabbed me by the hair, you know, in the neck, and just snatched me back and said, "You're never alone. You're never alone." And that's when I got back into, you know, the Word. And I started studying really hard, and I went back to the Sanskrits and the Greek and Hebrew, the old words, you know, and the books that were banned from the Bible. And I read those, devoured them. But I took into myself Rex as a brother, not just a brother in Christ, but just kind of like a real brother to me. And I don't know what it was. It's kind of like I knew him within my spirit, and my heart was moved by the man. And may have been a man of few words, you know, that I feel. But when he spoke, he had something really fantastic to deliver. He had something really to tell somebody when he spoke. And when he did speak, you'd better listen, because to me, in my heart, it brought to me that the man had a lot of wisdom. And he also had so much love and care for the people that he knew and he was around. And also, he just loved the world. You know, he didn't love the world as per se, as it pertains that he, you know, no, he loved the world because it was God's creation. Let me affirm that. When Rex looked at a tree or a river or a lake or even a cloud in the sky, he didn't look at it as nature's beauty or if it's a thing of the world. He looked at it as God's creation. And he went past that. He went and said, that is God. That cloud is God. That tree that you could walk up to and touch is God. Just like every human being is part of God. That's where our spirits came from. Our spirits are part. That little flicker that just like this little baby Haley was, they named her Haley. When she was born, when she's in her mother's womb, that spark that was in that child's body came from God. It's peace of God. It's the spark from God. We all are God's spark. That's why we are his children. And then it's through our lifetime that spark becomes either darkness or light. Either that spark withers away, just like you throw water upon it when you serve Satan and evil in dark places. But like Rex, when you serve the Father in heaven, you follow Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, talk to him through his heart. He did the right things. I know that. He was not perfect, as no man and woman on this earth is perfect. Boy, there's a lot of people out there that will tell you they're perfect. No, but Rex knew. He knew, you know, that perfection is a hard thing to achieve in one's life. And he knew that you could never achieve it. And the only true perfection is when you have fought a good fight in this world and you learned all you could learn while you were here. And you touch, you know, each one of us touches so many lives out there during our lifetime. And we take that for granted. We don't even realize. If you'll sit down and think about how many lives have you influenced. Just think about how many lives that Rex influenced. How many people that he, just by a little small word or deed that he done, and he did not know, but later on that person would accept Jesus Christ. And it was just a simple deed or the word that came out of Rex's mouth and heart that person took that seed in their mind and spirit, and it grew, and that young person changed their lives because of Rex and what he said and done. And each one of us does the same thing. And Rex probably never knew that it might have been a stranger at a coffee house. Rex may have told him something that it stayed on his mind for years, and then all of a sudden it brought him down to his knees and he accepted Jesus Christ, thanks to Rex. And you and I are no different. You and I are no different. We can do the same things. It's inside of all of us that we just allow. And if we just sat down long enough, as Rex did, and go out into nature. Rex knew that nature was God. The waters, the rivers. That's why it's a symbolism in the Bible, that rivers and water is a symbol for Jesus Christ. It's a symbol of life. For without water, all would die without water. Okay. And Rex would go out into the countryside, into the wilderness, and he would enjoy it. He feared not. Fear not, the Lord said, what's in those woods. Fear not of the evil and darkness of the nighttime while you're in the wilderness. He said, for I am with you. And Rex knew that. And he always wanted the other people to know that as well. Fear not of the evil things of this world. You shall overcome as long as you have your heart right with God and your house in order. And when your time comes, you fall asleep. But in the last trump, it says in the Word of God, Jesus Christ said at the last trump, he will sound, the angel will sound a trump, and Jesus, what did he say he would do? He said he will raise those that loved him, he'll raise them first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. So have no fear, ladies and gentlemen. Rex will be called up on the first resurrection and stand beside God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit will be standing right there. And if we shall perish and pass away in Christ, if those of us that are in Christ, that knows Christ and loves him and serves him, we too shall be called up if we've happened to fall asleep. You see, our body is a shell. Your body is not asleep. When you read that in the Bible, you know, that you're asleep. And when Jesus spoke of that, said, don't worry, the child is just asleep. And this is when Jesus brought the child back to life. The body was not asleep. The body was actually dead. The body is dead. Dead as a doornail. It's just organic material. That's all it is. This DNA lump of flesh no longer functions. But the spirit, the soul, has went to a place of rest. And if you'll read your Bible, you'll find out that Jesus said that you will go to a place. I will take you away from this world of stress and madness, and I will give you peace and quietness and rest for a season, he says. For a season, that means that you'll be there until he calls you. A lot of people it drives them nuts. That, oh, that's going to be too long. I don't want to, you know. And I said, it's not going to be like the sleep that you sleep at night. It's going to be like a light switch, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a billion years. By the time you pass away, it could be a billion years until Jesus calls you, but it'd be just like you walked into a closet and turned the light switch on. It'll be that quick. And you'll say, it'd be just like, okay, I remember being in the hospital, and I remember everything getting dark. Now the light's on, and I'm standing here with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What has happened? Rejoice, my brother, and rejoice. You've been called home. And now you're in the first resurrection. And I'm going to be talking about that later on. I'm going to be bringing to you in this wake of Rex, and the honor of his life well served to the Lord, and not only well served. Like I said, Rex told me many times he's not he wasn't a perfect individual, and it was such refreshing to hear that. Refreshing, you know. I hear people always say they're perfect, they're pure at heart, you know, they're righteous. Rex never said that. He always knew, you know, that he loved Christ, and you know, he always said, you know, that spirit within him, he had plenty of hope. And that's what Christ brings us, is hope. It's hope. Without hope, we have nothing. We are nothing without hope. You've got to have that hope. Hope that Jesus Christ is going to call you up from being asleep. And he proved that he's going to do that by when he was crucified and he himself came back and showed the world that, yes, he's too going to bring you with him. And God cannot lie. And he's going to do everything he said he's going to do. And that means he's going to bring you, believed in him. Christ said, if you believe in me and hold me in your heart, he said, I will live in your heart. And if I'm in your heart, you will be in the resurrection. The first or the second. I'll be talking about the two different ones if I can have enough time here tonight. But we're going to bring some great music here Rex's wake, and we're going to grieve here together, mourn, and then we're also going to rejoice, because I know deep down inside that Rex would, you know, he would understand that it's going to be broken hearts out there. He understood that, and he didn't want that. You know, Rex is like me, he doesn't want to hurt his family. He didn't want to hurt. You know, I've had a lot of people come to me and say, Doctor, but please tell me why did my father leave me? When I needed him the most, I was only a teenager. I needed him then. I said, he had no choice. Or your mother, she passed away. She had no choice. Trust me, they didn't want to pass away. Nobody ever wants to leave their loved ones and their family. Trust me on that. Rex didn't either. But he knew that his time was coming, and he had to go. He was ready. He had his house in order. He set his house in order. And how did he do that? He lived every day with a smile upon his face, and knowing in his heart that his death was just a beginning of a greater thing. And that's everlasting life. Everlasting life and peace and happiness and joy. And he will have it with his family once they get there too as well. And that's why it's so important that the family strive and get their house in order as well. And to see the world through Rex's eyes. Of what he saw and what his heart felt, that he struggled so hard to show people that, yes, it can happen. Peace can be enjoyed. Even in this dark and evil world, there's peace out there. Just go find it and be with it and be quiet with it, and you may hear the voice of the living God. Jesus may speak to you and touch your spirit and your soul, as he did Rex many times. I know this is brought to me by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit talked to Rex through his heart. Everybody thinks, oh, God speaks in this powerful voice and the whole world will shake. You know, that doesn't. He deals with you. He deals with you in heart, in your heart. And a lot of people shakes that off. I don't like that feeling. I don't want to hear that. It's telling you something. And it's those people who do not accept it, those people try to run from it, try to hide from it, is the one that God keeps bringing them down. He says, well, I'm going to keep bringing you down until you hit rock bottom, and then you're going to get on your hands and knees, and then you're going to listen to your heart. Then you're going to say, that's all I have left. That's all I have left. And if you stay still long enough, you'll hear it. And then you'll know what God has been always wanting you to do. And then you'll get up and stand on your own two feet, and you'll go do it. And then from that time on, things will change. I guarantee you, Rex can probably would have told his family, some of his family and friends, the day that he changed into a new creature. The day that he totally accepted, said, okay, now I know. There's no, I think I know, or I believe. No, I know for a fact that God, Christ, and Holy Spirit is real, and heaven's real. Hell is real because we're living it. We're seeing parts of hell on this earth. Hell has always been here. Also, heaven's out there too as well. If you could just walk out there and get away from all the evilness and darkness and get out there and sit within the nature of itself, the quietness, the beauty, and just sit down and be quiet. Be quiet. And you may hear something that you've been waiting to hear all your life. And that's a loving, tender voice of Jesus coming to your heart to reaffirm your hopes and your dreams. And you'll get up with tears, knowing that you have been changed into a new creature. And Rex went through that. He was changed into a new creature. And his hopes, as he talked to me on PM, that he hopes that people would sit long enough and think to themselves, get off these equipments, get off your cell phones, and get out there into the quiet solitude. If it takes days or weeks, so be it. Or months, so be it. Stay with it. Sit and be quiet. Enjoy. Put a smile upon your face and a joy in your heart because you are out there with God. If you sit out there and say, well, I'm just sitting here in the world, then it's not going to work. When you walk out there and you see everything, every creature, every insect, everything, every grain of sand, every drop of water is God. Every rainbow, every cloud that goes by is God. And you accept that and you have that in your heart. I'll guarantee you, if you'll stay there long enough and be quiet and empty your mind of all the world's things that goes on, I know it's going to be hard for you to do because it was a struggle for me, and I know it was a struggle for Rex, but once you accomplish that, you'll be a changed creature. And that was one of Rex's things he told me, that he so prayed that the young people and a lot of old people could get that in their hearts and minds. And get closer to God and get that hope and become that new changed creature. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead now. Let me go ahead. Sorry, sometimes I don't know this. I may get a little bit too far off this mic and everything. I hope that comes through. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and bring you another song here right now. And then we're going to get into scripture, okay? Just hold on. You say, I'm going to bring the Bible and the verses. If you want to, get your pen and paper. I suggest, because some of these passages are very fast or very short, and then just write down, and I'll give you the books and the verses, and then you can go look them up later and have it written down to where these will comfort people. These verses I'll give you tonight will comfort anyone that you may run across, you know, and even if it's not through death, it may be they're suffering for something else, you know. You can use the same words of encouragement and hope, you know, that this is going to inspire everybody. And we hope that it will be what Rex really wanted, is to get people motivated enough to go and seek God out there in the wilderness, as John the Baptist found God. Where did John the Baptist found him? In the wilderness. Jesus went 40 days and night in what? Into the wilderness with his Father. So what should we do? It's simple. It's simple. You got to go out in the wilderness, sit down and be quiet, and get all this world trash off your mind. Get off that. Get off these knickknacks and these paddywhacks. Get off these computers and this cell phone. Don't eat. Just cut the cell phone slab off and get out there. Just listen to the creatures of the wild, for they too are children of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and bring up this next song. I hope you enjoy it. And I know Rex so loved music. His soul was music. I could just hear, you know, he didn't have to speak. You could just be around Rex, and I don't know what he sent out, you know, kind of even all the way from Canada down here. His name was Rex Champion. A great name. He was indeed a champion for God and Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, and so is his wife, Betty. You know, I haven't corresponded with all of his family, but anytime they need me and find me through the PMs and they're on SingSnap there, I'll be so glad. Or on the show, in the comment section down at the bottom, I'll be so glad to get back to everybody. It's like I said, now I'll be able to get back once this my daughter gets settled in, and she's going to have the catheter for several months because of her bladder damage and all that. So it's just give me several more months if God's willing. I can live that long, and maybe we can get back on the right track and get several shows done and keep bringing them back. I may bring back the karaoke radio show that Rex. So you know he really loved those. Like I said, he was a man of music. He loved music, all kinds of music, but his specialty was gospel and country music and gospel. He just loved that to pieces, and bluegrass. And but we're going to bring that to him for him right here tonight. And I hope I picked the right songs for everybody. I know for a fact that Rex would have loved it. Just for you, Rex, old buddy. Rest in peace. And hey, just remember this, Rex. We're on our way, buddy. It won't be long, Rex, and you're not alone. You're asleep. You're resting. That's okay, but one day soon, Jesus is going to sound that trumpet. Rex is going to be standing right next to Jesus Christ in a white, pure white robe with a grin from ear to ear, and there'll be a glow about him that will just shake the world. It'll be a calling out to his family and loved ones. Here I am. Come up here with me. And Christ will bring you there too. But you've got to find Christ, repent of sins, and live. And allow Jesus to live in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring up this next song.
When I was but a boy, in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother
for me, time has woven the realization.
invasion of the truth. And that's when the Lord comes to the portal of glory and says to come on in, for it's supper time. And we'll be gathered around the table with the Lord himself at the greatest supper time of them all. Visions now, I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen, right there. There's a time to grieve. There's a time to plant and sow. There's a time to reap. And there's a time to rejoice. And this is one of Rex's times to rejoice. He wants you to rejoice with him now because he has gone home. He's gone home to the great supper time at the table of the living, loving Jesus Christ. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. Cry not. As Christ said, shed not a tear, for I will see you again. And we all will see Rex. I said, I never saw him and met him, but I know one day I will. And I'll be there forevermore. Evermore. As long as you got your bags packed and you're ready to go. You know, Rex had his bags packed. And he was ready. He had his house in order, and the truth be told, guarantee, smile upon his face. He knew where he was going, to the great supper table, set before him by his master, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, now let me bring you, I have several stories. I've been called a great storyteller, you know, in the neighborhoods and places that heard me play and sing, and I've done my storytelling songs, and I didn't have time to do one here for Rex. I'll do one later on for him, and I may do a whole DVD, and I may just do that for Miss Betty and the family. I'll send them one. As soon as I can get that recorded and done, I will do that, and then they can make copies of it and hand them out if they so choose to do. And I have a lot of songs that are heart touching and storytelling. And I think Rex loved those storytelling. And that's the reason I'm going to bring them to you here, because you know stories. It's often told that stories, ladies and gentlemen, it was a big part, you know, of Rex in his life. You know, he knew that stories was the best way to communicate, you know, with the young people, young folks, get their attention. You know, just like reading stories to his children, you know, when they were young. You know, he'd give them a nighttime story, and he would tell stories about his childhood and how he learned the hard way, as we all do, you know. But Rex told me, he said, through all the pain and suffering and the things he had to go through, he wouldn't change a thing, because he learned so much. Jesus taught him so much. God showed him so much that he grew into that fantastic creature that he was. He'll be missed, but never, never forgotten. As long as there's a heart beating that knew him, he will never be forgotten. He touched so many lives, and so many are thankful that he did. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and bring up this next song. It's really dear to my heart, and I knew it would be really dear to Rex. And yes, indeed, he'll be listening. He'll hear, even though they're asleep. You know, when you're asleep, you can still hear things, and things are brought to you by the Holy Spirit, and he's not going to miss nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy this one. That last one was George was singing Coming Home. It's Supper Time. That's what it's called, Supper Time. All right, let me see if I can bring up this next one here. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spirit just let me know and brought me this. I don't know why. I don't know why that the Spirit wanted me The Holy Spirit wanted me to play this man. This man too has had the deepest voice. He sang bass, and he had one of the best, deepest voice besides George that I ever heard in Duke. You know, on Sing Snap has I call a perfect bass voice. And a lot of people said I had a smidgen of bass as well, but not like this man. And when he passed, his family grieved so much, but they turned their grief into great joy, because they knew where their blessed brother went to, and he too was. He wants to test. You know, he never was one to testify. He's going to tell you his story here, and I want you to listen very carefully, because I don't know. Like I said, I don't know why the Spirit brought this to me, but I think the Spirit wanted me to play this. And it's meant for maybe someone out there that needs this story. And I'll bring another story later on called the Master's Hands. And I'll play it right, I'll separate it. I'm going to bring Blessed Assurance after this one. And then I'll do some more Bible verses and everything. And then we're going to do, I got some more things for Rex that I want to bring in his family to assure them that comfort is now here. The comfort in hand. You'll feel the Holy Spirit bring a calm after the wake. Will be assured calmness and great joy. You know, the tears should be tears of happiness, and that will be for us all when we get there. What great dear joy, sweet joy that'll be those days, when there will be no more evil ever tempting you or me or Rex. Can you just imagine? Just imagine a place without evil to wake up, and you wouldn't be tormented or tempted of this and that. Can't you just imagine of just one day without evil? Could you just imagine? But in this world, that'll never happen. And the only way that you're ever going to experience that is to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, which is one of Rex's true blessings that he wanted so much for so many young people out there to get it in their minds and hearts to find what he found. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead now, and I'll bring you this one. And listen to this man, and just listen to the words. And I, for some reason, I think it's got something to do with how Rex felt as well. You know, it takes a special person to stand up and testify and be a witness. And a lot of people don't do that. It's because it's not their nature. Their spirit will not allow them to do that. But deep down inside, that does not make them no less closer to God and Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, they're closer because of that. You see, it takes all kinds to make a world. All kinds. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoy this as much as I do. And I know that Rex will love it too as well.
We did a special video on his life, and he wanted to sing this song. He wanted to make this statement. I want you all to watch it as he sings this special song, okay?
I've never been one, you all know me, I've never been one to get on stage and what you call testify. I always said my brother does the preaching and my sisters do the testifying, and I was the singer of the family. But this is my testimony, man. This was written especially for me. And just listen to the words. And this is J.D. Sumner. I hope I can sing it. And I want to dedicate it to my brother, Buddy. God still lives. And that's a wise. If this earthly arrive
was that one there. And, you know, I don't know, that one and the next one, the storytelling one, that was a semi-story. But the next couple I'm going to bring is going to be full storytelling. And the Master's Hand is a really great one about a violin player. So I'll bring it up. But right now, let me go ahead and bring up some verses from the Word of God and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. This reminds me, you know, of losing a loved one, and these scriptures can bring forth comfort and joy to the hearts of those who are grieving. But it says, you know, you should grieve too, and I will prove that to you here in the words. And once again, you can write these down there. And let's start off, and I'm going to go to the end of the Bible right off to start with. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, he said, it says there that Jesus will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be any more mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things of this old world has passed away. Passed away. Amen. Rejoice. Moving on to Psalms 34, verse 18. It says very short here, that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. The Lord Jesus is right now near to those that are brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. Moving right along to John chapter 16, verse 22, it says, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your voice and your joyful cry, joy from you, joy and rejoice. He said he will come and see you again. As surely will Rex will see his family again as well, speaking to you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on now to another book. And I just love the books of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 said, blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are they who mourn. You are blessed this day, mourning when you cry. From a loss of a loved one is actually good for you. If you hold it back, it will destroy you. It will kill you. So there has to be mourning, a time for that. That's what it says. There's a time and season and place for everything. And yes, there's time for us to mourn as well. Blessed are those. So Jesus will bless those who mourn. For they shall, now listen to this, they shall be comforted. Okay? So the brokenhearted, those that are brokenhearted, and those that are mourning right now, rest assured, as I'm bringing this message to you, that Jesus, if you'll let him in, if you'll let him do so, he'll comfort you. He'll comfort you. Rejoice, the Last Supper time. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, to John chapter 14, verses 27 through 29. A little bit longer here, but listen to what it says here. Peace, peace, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. May peace that I give to you, not as the world has given unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going to go away one day, but I will come back to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced at that day, that moment that I have passed away. If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, which is in heaven. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does happen, and it does take place, you shall believe. Amen. Go on to Colossians chapter 2, verse 5. Short one here. It says, For though I am absent in body, Christ is saying, though I am absent in the body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and firmness of your faith in Jesus Christ. This, I believe, Rex would want you to know, that even though that he is not there with you in body, he is yet with you in spirit, because his life is still living through you. He is there right now, and I know that you know it, because what he has installed into people, the bringing up his children, the rules, the good versus the evil things that you should do and should not do, is still there staring you in the face. And that's his stare. That's his spirit guiding you. And you can't tell me that it's not there. Yes, it's there. Even with all the love, it's still there. There's nothing changed. It's still there. Just like Jesus said, though I am absent in the body, he said, but yet I am with you in spirit. Rejoice then, my brothers and sisters, to see your good order, firmness that you have in the faith of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Moving on to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that many times you've heard this, but I know it fits perfectly right here. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race on this planet, for I have kept the faith. Let me read that to you again, because it's short but so powerful. Can you say this today, that will come upon you when the Lord God taps you upon the shoulder and said, it's time to come home? Can you say, I have fought the good fight? Can you say, I have finished the race? Can you say to yourself, I have kept the faith? Can you? Very important. I was moved to bring you that here, to wait for Rex. For I believe I was moved to do so, speaking through the Spirit from him to you right now. Go to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. For it says right there, fear not, brothers and sisters. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is what Jesus was foretold about by the great prophet Isaiah. That what Jesus was all about, what Jesus was going to say, and this is what he said. Jesus said, to have no fear, walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and have no fear of any evil, for he is with you. If you have Christ, who can be against you? No forces of darkness or evil can ever destroy you. They can destroy your body, but they cannot take your spirit, your soul, for that belongs to your Lord Jesus Christ. If you love and believe in him, if you have your bags packed and ready to go, if you have your house in order, as Rex surely did. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalm 147, verse 3, very short but to the point, says here that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, binds the wounds up. So it's not going to harm them mentally, is what it's saying. Because, like I said, if you hold it in, if you try to keep and hide your sadness and pack it down real deep, it's going to destroy you mentally. It will eventually hurt you and harm you and may cause you shorten your lifespan, so to speak. It will bring you down and surely kill you if you try to bind up your wounds. But you see, Jesus can bind those wounds up and bring you comfort. See, when Jesus binds them up, he brings it out. He first brings your broken heart out through mourning and crying and tears. Even if you have to do it, if you don't want to cry in front of people, you know, like men, they don't want to cry, they don't want to, but they do. Trust me, I'm telling you, they do. Behind closed doors. And when they do, it's like the big Hoover Dam breaking. And when those, when these big guys breaks down, it's time to rejoice. For you know that the beloved Jesus Christ is binding up their wounds that they have received in their lifetime. Let me bring this one. This is a little lengthy one here. Going back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. It says, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters. But those who are asleep, okay? Now we're talking about the body here. I'm going to stop here and discuss this, because it says about those who are asleep, your body is destroyed. It's in the ground or it's incinerated, whatever it is. The body's gone, but your soul, your spirit is asleep. And he's going to be talking about where the people, you know, it. Jesus told us that there's a special place that he has prepared for you. That when all souls pass away, those souls are be at rest, at peace. He said for a season, for a span of time, until he calls you, resurrects you from that place of sleep. Understand that. Now listen to this, and then we'll confirm that, what I'm just said. Let me start over. But we do not want you to be uninformed. In other words, he wants you to believe it, to know it. Brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do, who have no hope. What I discussed. Got to have hope in Christ. Those that has no hope will cry themselves silly. They'll cry themselves to death. And it will destroy them. Or they will pack it down and grieve inside, and it surely will do the same thing. It goes on, it says, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through that same Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. The first resurrection. Let's go on. It says, for this we declare to you by the word from the Lord Jesus, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede, will not come before those who have fallen asleep. That's where we get the term, the dead in Christ shall rise first. For the Lord himself will descend from glorious heaven with a loud cry of a command, with the voice of an archangel and the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hope. Let it be known. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are still alive, or who have been left behind, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. That's those left behind that repented of their sins and saw the wrath of Satan and what the Holocaust is already hitting right now. The Holocaust has already started. Christians being beheaded, ladies and gentlemen. As it was spoke of in Revelations. How can you say the time is not here? When we see evil everywhere we turn, when we hear lies told to us and we're told that those lies are truths. And then the same people comes out and says, well, that's not the truth, that's a lie. It's everything's upside down, everything's backwards. And that's what Revelation, that's what John of Patmos was trying to warn everybody. The world will be upside down. And Rex knew this as well. And he wanted to tell everybody, explain to everybody that, yes, the world will be topsy-turvy. And this should be an indication. You know, Jesus Christ said, if you keep your eyes and ears open, you'll keep your eyes, you'll see it for what it is. If you keep your ears open and understand and have your common sense, you will hear it for what it really is. And pay no attention to this progressivism, because progressivism, what it does is it changes the lies into truths. It changes the truths into lies. That's what it does. That's all it's all about. It's all it's ever been about. Satan is a progressive, full-faced change of which is bad. Change can be good, change can be bad. And what it was said, it was warned you that that Satan was going to come to change the world. And boy, he sure has done that, isn't he? He sure has done that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we bring one more to you here. And then we're going to now bring you another song. Escalades chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. He said, for everything there's a season. Here's what I was talking about earlier on. Everything there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, as we have this week. And a time to die, as we have the past week. A time to plant and a time to pluck it up, and what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away all the stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace each other, and a time to refrain from embracing each other. You see, it's all set up right there. This is a basic sample of what things are going to happen. There's going to be a time when people's not going to embrace each other. They're going to be at one another's throat. What did it tell you in Revelations? The parents will turn against their children. The children will turn against their parents. Their loved ones will be at each other's throat. Now, what are we having now? What are we seeing now? We have burning, raping, and killing in the streets across this great nation. God has lifted his hands from America. He has not blessed America for the last 6 years, and it's getting worse every day. By every moment. And Rex, he did indeed convey that to me, that he wanted him and his wife to get in all the peace that they could before the great horror, and he knew it was coming, was on the way. And we're going to see it. And it's coming. You can see it now. Look around you. Get your bags packed. Go in the wilderness and sit down and wait for the Lord to speak to you. Accept him. Repent of all your sins. Get your house in order, because he's coming. And very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and bring you. Now I'm going to bring you the song. If I can bring it up here. Blessed Assurance. I know I got it here. And really done great here. We're going to bring this for Rex and his family. An old time blessed is a gospel song. Blessed Assurance. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, Blessed Assurance brought to you there. Lady can really sing. And you know, I'm telling you, I wish I could just, like I said, I've been on an emotional roller coaster, death, and then one born. It's like one leaves the world, one is born into the world. That's what the Bible and the Word of God said. You know, and it's proof there. And like I said, I wish I could have brought this wake on a lot better. I could have maybe done a better job, but I'm doing the best I can because I've been on this roller coaster for a week now. It's been really, really hectic here. And I've been watching helping. Miss Becky's been down sick, bless her heart. She's been sick for a couple of years now. And I'm worried to death about her, and it's bringing me down. I'm watching the other grandkids, too, and I'm not doing very well either. So, just like I said, it won't be too much longer. And I'm getting my bags packed, and I'm ready to go. And blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that the hope, you know, the hope and peer. I fear not. Because what would I be letting? The only thing I'd be leaving is my loved ones, but I know that they'll be soon joining me. But what else would I be leaving in this world? All this hatred, bigotry, bloodshed, burning, raping, and killing in the streets, and full lack of law and order. And they're gonna do away with the cops, the police. That's what they're doing now. They're trying their best to do away with it. And what they're gonna do is they're gonna bring in the military, which is gonna be worse. It's gonna be far worse because you know when the military comes in, they're not gonna be ruled by the rules and regulations as the police are. No, they're going to just, you know, if they see a need to shoot somebody, they're going to shoot them. And then when they're going to take you to jail, it's not going to be regular prison. They're going to put you away somewhere that without any kind of charges whatsoever, they can put you there for as long as they want to. And that's predicted in the end of days. It's predicted in the Bible that this is what's happening. They have those FEMA camps ready to go. They've fired them up. They got them. There's people there now that's staffing it. They're staffing it. They're getting ready to go get the people and take them there. As sure as I'm sitting here, that I believe that Satan, the Antichrist, is already here and he's fixing to step on the stage. The beast is already here. The false prophet is already here that I bought into my other messages and warned you about. The Pope is coming now to Philadelphia to meet with the beast. Just think about it. I'm not going to get into that here on this wake, but Rex knew what I was talking about. He knew it. He saw it. He's seen it. You know, because Christ said, if you'll look, if you open up your eyes, you'll see the tree of which the fruit bears. The tree bears that rotten fruit. It is rotten. It's not. But they're going to be coming shining as a tree of great prosperity and follow them. They're the way. They're the progress. Well, we got to progress into a new civilization. A new progress into a new way of thinking. Progress beyond Jesus Christ. Forget Christ. Forget God. That's, you know, BS. That's what they're going to tell you. To follow them. They're the way. They're the light. They're the one that's going to save you. They're going to be the ones going to be mother and daddy of you. And you've seen what the brotherhood has already brought to the streets of America already. And it's just only started. It's only just begun. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get so bad that every moment of your life you could be sick to your stomach from what you will be seeing and hearing coming off of the streets of our great nation. Prophesized. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and bring this story. This is the one I wanted to touch of the Master's hand. Just listen to this. This should touch you. I knew Rex would want you to hear this. Because it's such a great story. This is a story. The one I was talking about a while ago. This is the one I wanted to bring. The touch of the Master's hand.
'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin. But he helped it up with a smile. "What am I bidding? Good folks," he cried, "who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, then two, $2, who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going, going for three. But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. He brushed the dust from the old violin and tightened the loose strings. And he played a melody pure and sweet as a carolyn angel sings. The music ceased and the auctioneer said in a voice soft and low, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with a bow. $1,000. $1,000. Who'll make it two? $2,000. Who'll make it three? $3,000 once. $3,000 twice. Going and gone, said he. The people cheered and some of them cried and said, "We don't quite understand what changed its worth." And a quick reply, it was the touch of a master's hand. Many a man whose life is out of tune and he's battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. Then the master comes, and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's been wrought by the touch of the master's hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was you talk about something strong, but a lot of people don't get it. You know, I've played that for a lot of people, and they don't say, "What is it?" You know, it's kind of like those people that I don't understand it. Well, it's kind of like Rex and myself. You know, long time back, we was worthless. You know, we were covered in dust, and our strings was out of tune, like the old violin. Our soul is like that. But when we come and profess our sins and talk to Jesus, out in the wilderness, out in the nature, sit long enough to be quiet just for a little while and let Jesus come and talk to you, and the master's hand for Rex and myself reached down and dusted all that filth away of the world from off that old violin that everybody saw as useless and no good. But the master seen past the dust, reached down and twisted the strings, and brought a worthless violin to a masterpiece. A new creation, a new creature, a new violin. And draw the bow across the strings in such a beautiful sound that all the gold and silver and platinum and all the worth of all the universe of all creation could not buy and pay for that new creature. And I, just like Rex, had the Lord brush away that dust. And he turned Rex and myself into a new creature. One that we hoped that we could say that we did the best we could, Lord. The best we could. It's never enough. It's never enough. And those that could not see past the dust, well, I feel sorrow for them. Those are the ones that we have to pray for. And we must strive every day, ladies and gentlemen, of our old people. They're not old and useless. They're not dusty. All they need is to be listened to. Great wisdom lies between those two old ears and eyes, because they have seen it all and they've heard it all. If you just take time to sit down and listen. Take time to pull the bow across the strings to hear the most beautiful sound. And oh, if people could have just sat down and listened to Rex, they would have known what beautiful sound it would have been. And now he's calling now for every one of you out there to accept Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play this last song and then we'll close for wake. I could go on for hours, but this will be his. Oh, he always loved George Jones, so I'm going to bring George Jones to sing the last closing tune, and after this, it's over. The show, the wake's over. But please accept Christ in your heart if you have not. And if you have Christ, rejoice, rejoice. For the good times are coming with the supper. The last supper on this earth is going to be over. And we shall sit down at the feast of the table in heaven with Jesus Christ forevermore. And with Rex right by our side. And all of our loved ones that have passed away, they will be right there. The ones who we loved and they loved us. If we all can become one, if we all can learn to have peace and harmony and love each other, to take care of each other, instead of going out into the streets and acting like morons and fools, burning and raping and destroying. Mindless. Evil. And Rex one day asked me why. I said, I don't have the answer for that. I don't know why. But I know one thing. Jesus is coming to put a stop to it. And Rex said, amen. Amen. We say farewell to our dear blessed friend. Be missed, but never, never forgotten. As long as we have a heartbeat and a signal to our brain, he will never be forgotten. No, he ever should be. For every life is a string. And every life touches so many. And if you ever sat down and said, your life is useless, world would be better off without you, just remember the movie Wonderful Life. Let me tell you something. You have changed a lot of things around your neighborhood and your family. You just don't know it. You just never seen it, but you have. Every little seed that you plant grows into a large tree. And that's what Jesus wanted us to do, to see how many seeds that we could plant and how many trees would grow with good fruit. And the fruit that we see in the streets today are not good fruit, ladies and gentlemen. Going against, you know, Jesus said, I bless the peacemakers, the cops, the police. He said, I bless those in the army and the military. The peacemakers, he said, they will be highly blessed and regarded in the gates of heaven. But here on earth, the people walk among the streets and call for their destruction, their demise, showing their great hatred for the rule of law. And there's laws given out throughout the Bible. I guess they go against those too, right? There's rules and laws in the Bible. Ten Commandments, that's the reason they're trying to take the Ten Commandments away from everybody. Destroy it all. Just get rid of God and Jesus and crosses from, and the American flag and the whole nine yards. Just get rid of it and start all over again. The New World Order. Progressivism. Well, everybody who voted for it, they wanted it. Well, they got it. We knew it was coming as Christians. We knew that Satan must come. Satan must rule. He must take over this world. We know it. Nothing that we can do. Only thing we can do is what Rex and I talked about. Have your bags packed, ladies and gentlemen. Be ready to go. Get your house in order. Because Christ is knocking at the door. Until we meet again next week, Dr. Butch Melton. And this is the last song, and after the song, the show will be over. This is for you, Rex, and his family, all his loved ones out there. You know that he surely loved George Jones. And I found George Jones going to sing Amazing Grace just for Rex and his family. God bless his family. Pray for them. Pray for them. That they will continue on. As Rex would want them to continue on and plant those seeds. Forget not this night the honor of Rex Champion, the man himself. Now at the bosom of Jesus Christ. Rest in peace, my friend.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved.